Hi, this is World Pastor again. This is program number 497. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please mention whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. I have for you today some Bible reading from the book of Ephesians. We'll be reading the fifth chapter. We have letters, and I've got some strong instruction on how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and why you should receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and is the baptism of the Holy Spirit for everyone. And then we have some great music. We have, and then I'm going to be expounding on many things today. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint this service. Father, anoint me and everyone that is reading on the program. Anoint the music to everyone's heart, soul, spirit, the message, everything, Lord. Open everyone's heart, their spirit, their consciences in radio land and in the church, the church in the world, to receive whatever it is that you are going to anoint me with today. That their souls may be saved and the church strengthened with all might of your might, with all of your might, not theirs, but your might. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, now I'm going to be playing a secular song here, but it's a Christmas song, so that you can tell the difference between those songs that the world loves so much, and I love the song as well. And my home is in in the seat with Christ in the kingdom of heaven. And I'm not going to be there just in my dreams. I'm going to be there. But you could apply this song to Christianity if you're spiritual enough to do so. This is "I'll Be Home for Christmas" by the Beach Boys. The fantastic sounds of the Beach Boys. I'm privileged. I'm so privileged because I've been able to know so many stars and have been able to witness to so many of them. I've witnessed to Elvis, the Beatles, the Beach Boys. I prayed T.G. Shepherd and his whole band through. And many of them are coming around in these last days. H.P. Barnum is saved. His father was a Baptist preacher. The Lord will forgive him for that. And I've known so many others, the Jackson people, Michael Jackson and all those people. And I've been able to witness to them and several presidents of the United States of America. And I really am privileged. I feel that that's a privilege that the Lord allowed me or trusted me in their hands. The Rolling Stones, the Buffalo Springfield, Sonny and Cher. I could be, I don't know, I sound like I'm dropping names, but I just think it's very privileged that I was able to witness to so many of these people. Almost all the people from England when the England thing was going on over here. And so many country western stars like Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, and everyone in Nashville, and now Branson, and so many singing groups like J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet, the Jordanaires, I sang with them, different producers and directors like Gary Paxton, and I could go on and on all day with something like this, but we have some letters to read, and I'd like to have you hear some of this and some of the instructions that I'm going to be giving some of these people that write in, the same instructions that I've given to superstars. The Lord trusted me with them, including people like Mike Tyson and people like Don King. Don King wears my USA jacket, the red, white, and blue jacket, almost all the time on TV when there's a fight. And so let's start out. Where's the first one from?
From Brownsville, Texas.
Okay, let's hear it.
A man by the name of Joe called in from Brownsville, Texas. He heard you on shortwave 12.160 WWCR. He said he wanted to let you know how much of an inspiration you are to him, and he wants to receive CDs. He says he was attending a church that is going nowhere, and he wants to help the ministry. He said he wanted to lay all aside and have the Lord be number one in his life. He is 65 years old and is ailing from a pinched nerve in his leg that is painful, and also he's a diabetic, and
He doesn't have to worry about that. The Lord healed him, and he just needs to receive it by faith, just as he's receiving the program by faith and his inspiration from the Lord. He needs to receive his healing. Now, the Lord paid for our healing with the beating that he took. And we're not to allow Satan sow doubt into us in regard to that which the Lord has already paid for us. He paid for our salvation with his blood and his death on the cross. And he suffered throughout the entire scene, which was the being nailed to a cross and beaten to a pulp. And I don't want Satan to tell me that I'm not healed, because I know I am. And he can receive his healing if he has faith to do so. If not, pray to God, give me more faith to receive my healing, because I know you paid for it. I know it belongs to me, and I'm taking it. By force and violence, all right? Then what else?
He says he knows by listening to the CDs that he will be getting the meat of the word, which he knows he really needs.
Everybody needs it. Okay, then what else?
I very much encourage him to become a distributor in his area. He already has received some of your newsletters. He wanted you to know that he is really praying for you and would love to one day meet you.
I certainly thank and praise the Lord for everybody that's praying for me, because I'm a real front runner. I am on the firing line all the time. But there isn't a day that goes by. I don't think about it every day, but there isn't a day that goes by that I could be barnstormed over here, and they could, the Antichrist government, the Universal International government, the Interpol, the International Police, and the ones that they incite through the TV media and so on, they Isn't a day that goes by that I don't realize that my life is on the line for telling people the truth about who their enemy is and who it is that is bringing all the different accusations against me. I know who they are. And there's the city of the seven hills or mountains, that's the Vatican, where the Vatican sits, and the Bible says that there are going to be three frog-like spirits that are cast out of the devil, the false prophet, and also the beast. This is the government. I really would love to read that. I believe it's in the 16th chapter of the book of Revelation. You can be looking it up. Chapter 16, and the false prophet, the Antichrist, the actual dragon. The dragon is the devil, the great red dragon, the devil. And these evil spirits, frog-like spirits, beggarly spirits, are going to be cast out of them, and they're going to be sent to hell. All these, the entire triune satanic head. Praise the Lord. Well, anyway, what else did they say?
That was it.
Okay, read it, that part.
Verse 13, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast.
The dragon, now remember, the great red dragon is the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Then what?
And out of the mouth of the beast.
The beast is the world government. The international government, then what?
And out of the mouth of the false prophet.
The false prophet is the Pope. The entire Antichrist demonic organization. Now, there's people in this, my own church, that hate when I bring accusations against them. So there's one of them in this very room here that absolutely is hated, and they have mentioned it before, and I still preach it. Because it's the Word of God. This person doesn't like the Word of God, obviously. Okay, and then what?
For they are the spirits of devils working miracles.
Oh, now, there's things that people think of miracles are like computers, television, putting a... It is sort of miraculous to put pictures in full color through wires and satellites up above that are monitoring everything you're doing, and that people are taking the mark of the beast, the mark of this one world international government. And they're taking it in their heads and their foreheads, in their right hands or their foreheads, and those people are damned into hell in the lake of fire forever. And so this is what people have to look forward to. And this is the same thing when you you don't believe in preaching the gospel and these truths come off out of the gospel. If they were of the Lord, they would have never messed up in this church. And if they love the Word of God, they would have never messed up in this church. But they do. And so I'm just waiting, just watching and waiting. And they say words, but they're feigned words. Read the rest.
For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to
okay.
gather.
They go forth to the kings of the world, all these, the presidents. That's what this beast, the Antichrist government, there's no one that can become king or queen or president of the United States unless they give their full allegiance to Rome, to the international government, which is the Roman Catholic government. Then what?
To gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
Okay.
Behold, I come as a thief.
So the Lord is saying, behold, I'm going to come when you least expect it. If you knew when the thief was coming, he couldn't steal anything, could he?
No.
Because you'd be standing there with a club, right?
Right.
To club him. Or you'd have the police there to grab him. That is, if the police weren't part of the world government system. Because what they do now is they arrest decent people and they and throw them in prison and persecute them. But they let the other people go. There's one guy that, there's plenty of people that write me from prison and say they're in there for the rest of their life. They want to put them in there for sitting on a golf cart. And yet, people that are murderers, they let them go in 18 months, 5 years, something like that. And I didn't do a thing. And many other people like me, and they framed me. They railroaded me into prison on false charges on IRS. They're trying to make me look like a criminal. They say he's an ex-con now. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus was an ex-con too. He was in prison, and Paul was in prison, and Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, they were all in prison, and so were the prophets in prison. And so I just happened to be one of the honorable ex-cons that it mentions in the Bible. I was there for righteousness' sake. And the Lord said, all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Okay, keep reading.
Blessed is he that watcheth.
Yeah, you have to watch today. If you don't watch, Satan will have you for lunch. And what does it mean, watch? That means to watch, read the Word of God so that you know what it says. And, you know, don't be disturbed. Some people serve the Lord. They go, they punch in at so it's time in the morning, and they leave exactly at that time. Whereas a real Christian is on duty all the time. I'm on duty 24. Mm-hmm. 7 days, 24 hours each day. I mean, if there's a merging, just wake me up. They wake me up. And I probably exist on maybe 3 to 6 hours a night. And that's about it, folks. And then go ahead.
Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments.
Yeah, and that keepeth your righteous robes, your whiteness, the cleanliness, that there's not one sin stain on your soul. Then what?
Lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
Yeah, you... If you don't have the garments of righteousness, which is the full armor of God, which is mentioned in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, you're naked. And you're going to be highly embarrassed. And once and for all, forever. You're going to hell and then later be thrown into the lake of fire. Whether it be weeping, wailing, grinding your teeth and chewing on your tongue for pain. Just remember that I told you so. Because you go into a slump almost every day or every other day, some of you people. Okay, now let's go back to letter reading here.
Go ahead. Letters from France?
France, okay. It's in a town that you said you couldn't pronounce.
Yes.
Spell it, though.
Okay. E-C-H-E-N-A-N-S. Then S-U-R, and then E-T-A-N-G.
Okay. Then go ahead, read.
Dear Brother Tony, I just had a nice conversation on the phone with Joan. What a blessing.
Joan is on one of the sisters on our 24-hour prayer phone line. Then what?
My name is Marion, and my husband is David. We are 46 and 47. We have 4 sons, Matthias, 19, Christopher, 16, Brian Yakov, 14, and Anthony Duby, 10. I found your article, The Secret of the Pope, in French. What a miracle. I was surfing on the net because I am looking for elements for showing people in France how churches are under the influence of the Roman Catholics.
They're all under the influence of Roman Catholics. I take, for instance, Jan and Paul Crouch. They're Catholic. Catholic is Patty's pig. They were seen and unashamedly seen at the Crystal Cathedral giving honor to the Pope. Bible says give honor to all men, but it doesn't mean that. Don't to give honor to the devil. Give honor to all men by preaching the Word of God to them, not by going along with what they're doing. The evil, wicked things that they're persecuted, they're taking the Bible out of school. You don't honor people that don't honor God's word. Then you don't honor people that are murdering little children that don't have a chance to defend themselves. These are the biggest rats on the face of this earth. And so they're starting to recruit newspapers now to come against me, trying to make people believe that I say I'm God. And I am not God. I've never said that before. I always exalt God. I'm just a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so anything that they're saying against me, they're trying that old, same old thing, that I'm married to a bunch of women. I'm not married at all, except with one woman. That's it. Not married. Okay? And that I like little girls at 73 years old. And some people actually believe that trash. Okay? I'm not at all interested in little girls. All right? And so, you know, people can say anything they want, and it's impossible to lock against a liar. You can't lock against them. They can say anything they want out there. The only thing is that I hope that people don't believe it for your own soul's sake, because I know I'm saved. And I know that God is going to punish the people that are saying these things. He's already had hundreds of people drop dead because of their attacks on me. Okay? I'm a very chosen vessel of God. And you're not going to be able to get away with sin. That's for sure. But you have to believe the word and believe people that are winning souls. Because what they've done is given up their life. They don't care anything about their actual life. They're given their life for the salvation of their souls. I'm not saying I'm God. The Pope says he's God. That's your real cult, and the Pope is murdering people by telling presidents and kings and the heads of all different nations to bomb other nations, indiscriminately murdering civilians, young men, women, and children. You can see newsreels of it on certain television channels, and videotapes that have been sent to me, little children just running and screaming, little 3 and 4 year old kids, totally not understanding what's going on to them. And this is the Vatican. And the Bible says that the Vatican is going to be destroyed by the 10 kings, the European 10 king market. And I can't understand why it hasn't happened yet. But of course, I never question the word of God. It'll happen. It's going to happen. And it'll happen when the Lord lets this thing happen. But anyone that could, I could just see my little daughter running and screaming. Little 6.5 year old girl just being treated so beautifully all of her life and taken care of so beautifully in her life. And to think that anybody would do this, I can understand why David Koresh, who was framed. We have videotapes, if any of you cared to see them, but I believe that many of you believe it. That's why hardly anybody has requested a free copy of these tapes, where it shows that the international government police, the supposed to be FBI, are crawling into a window. There's 4 of them, but 3 of them crawled in, and the last one took a machine gun, actually an Uzi, and sprayed, or an F-16, and sprayed inside the room. They're killing all 3 of his buddies. And there was one shot that was fired out the through the wall, and it hit this murdering guy that was setting David Koresh up to make him look like he killed those people. And it hit him on his helmet, and he passed out for a minute. Then he woke up and went down the ladder. And the media keeps saying, and they have these tapes, the news media has these tapes, and they keep saying that it was David Koresh that killed them. They're liars, folks. You want to believe the Antichrist? The Bible says that Satan would be given a mouth, and the mouth is the news media. Most of the magazines, the major magazines, and the different news channels, they're all Satan's mouth. If you want to believe them, well, believe them too. And if you believe them, you blaspheming the Holy Spirit. You've already turned your back on the Lord because he warned you of these things and you didn't pay any attention. And so don't, you'll be screaming your head off in hell and the lake of fire. As I said, chewing on your tongue, grinding your teeth for pain. And I want you to know that it's never going to end. Just when you think it's going to end, it'll get worse. And just when you think it'll end again, it'll get worse and worse until you'll be screaming. But God will not hear you because you're such a viper in this world today. You're going to be judged for the sins that you've committed. So, now keep reading.
Even the evangelical churches are under the influence of the Roman Catholics.
Yes, they are. Almost every single one on television. And all your churches are united with the Vatican. Okay, so, you know, you can either read the Bible and believe it or believe these phonies that are preaching and teaching wrongly. Then what?
I didn't know your site before, so I took quickly my phone and phoned. I wanted to know if you have some extracts of proof from what you say about the Catholic Church.
For God's sake, there's millions of people that dropped out from the Catholic cult. It's not a church, it's a cult. And there's priests and nuns and everybody that began reading the Bible, and they saw that it was them. And the Lord says to come out of that church. It says all the different wrath is going to be poured out upon the Vatican and all the people that belong to it. And therefore, the Lord gives them a final chance. He says, come out of there, my people, so that you don't partake in the wrath that God has against them. Read the first few verses of that chapter.
And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.
Yeah, pour out your vials of the wrath of God on what?
Upon the earth.
Yes, to people like a bunch of lazy Christians that say they're Christians and they're not. Then what?
And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them.
So the mark of the beast, that's for people that believe the Antichrist rather than the Lord. They hate his word. They hate anyone that preaches his word because they don't like to live a straight life before the Lord. Then what?
And upon them which worshipped his image.
Well, yeah, they worship the image of the beast. The government that's molding an image that's like totally the opposite of what the Lord is. But it's an organization that is shaping the world according to sin. Then what?
And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea.
Well, that's wrath of God. Then what?
And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood.
This is part of the wrath of God. This isn't Mother Nature or natural disasters. This is real supernatural disasters coming right down under the orders of the Almighty God on this earth because of the sinfulness here. Then what?
And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus.
The Lord is judged. Do you not read the word of God that says all of God's ways are judgment? He judges everything right now. And that's why you see the tsunamis and earthquakes. In just the last few years, the plagues of this earth have quadrupled. Absolutely quadrupled. Even secular organizations are saying that the plagues of this earth, on this earth, have quadrupled. Then what else?
For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given
them... Yeah, you people out there have shed the blood. Your attack is on churches, on the Bible, on Bible preachers and teachers. Your satanic attack is on anybody that is of God or on anybody that is exposing the devil, the devil's cult and its people and the people that have infiltrated into the church. And people that really know God can spot those demonic people just like a cockroach on a white floor. Then what?
And thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy.
They are worthy. Amen. Okay, keep reading these letters.
If I could have some copies of the proof.
Well, I've got all kinds of proof. I mean, send her the Pope's secrets, the fugitive Pope, all the other different pieces of literature that I've written that talks about the Vatican. All right, then what else?
I want to do a serious work of it.
Well, there's a serious work of winning souls to the Lord by exposing Satan too much more than what I've done already, and send them the Peeler tract and send them all the different things that expose this government, the current government that is actually not under the U.S. Constitution anymore, and all the phonies, the phony presidents, and the different statesmen from Bush, about Bush saying he'll do anything that the Pope says. The Pope is supposed to do, the President of the United States is supposed to do what we the people under the U.S. Constitution say. If it's not constitutional, or if it's not biblical, he's not supposed to do it. And the Constitution says that you're not to favor any church or cult. And the Bible says for people not to place themselves under the jurisdiction of an unsaved person. They have to be Christians. And Bush, that's why they're all saying they are Christians, because they're phony. One of them said the other day, well, Jesus was too smart to become a politician. Well, it's too bad he's not too smart to be a politician, because politicians are the exact opposite of Christians. Christian is not political at all. If I were, I wouldn't be exposing the devil. Okay, what else?
Here in France, there is an increasing anti-Semitism coming up in the churches.
It's that way all over the world. Okay, then what?
And also in the secular life. Even my children are bullied at school. One of them was called Dirty Jew, Go Back to Your F Oven, unquote.
Well, you know, you people that think that are saying those things are the ones that's going into the oven. Because people think that they can say anything they want to say and get by with it. But the Lord doesn't allow anybody to get away with sinning. There's no way that you're going to get away with any sin. Thus saith the Lord. There's a curse. A mixed curse. So we have to walk according to the spirit life. But at other times, walking according to the soul, like the people of this world do today, or the natural life, the unsaved life, their pathway fails to be marked by purity. For both spirit and soul are their life principles. This mixture of such people like this holds believers fast within a soulish framework, which is a sinful framework, which damages their walk, because they don't walk at all. They walk according to their senses. But it damages their walk as well as hinders the important work of the Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. If a believer's outer and inner life definitely is separated so that he walks not according to the former life, but according to the latter, he should sense instantly why there are any movement in his soul. If there's no movement there, and immediately shake off its power. We have to shake off the power of the soul. And not to be so frightened as you seem to be of Satan. I would pull my children out of that school and homeschool them. If you need any help with that, I'll help you. So, because there's a bad influence there. The bad influences always defile a person. Most certainly, everything belonging to the soul life is defiled and can defile your spirit. But upon experiencing the partition or the separation of soul and spirit, the latter's intuitive power becomes most keen or sharp. We have to sharpen up our spirit, and so that it's powerful enough to overpower our soul. As soon as the soul stirs the spirit, it suffers. The spirit suffers. We can't allow this the soul to stir up our spirit, because it will suffer, and we must resist such a thing right away. The spirit may even be grieved at the inordinate stirring of the soul in others. Oh, we get so offended when other people are living a soulish life. But what about ourselves? It will, in fact, repulse a person's soulish love or natural affection as something unbearable. It is so unbearable. You know, the Bible talks about this man, the Lord's faithful servant, who is against everything. He's against everything in this world, and I am against everything in the world. Only, and so I don't like to be nice just to try to impress somebody. The way I look at it, I mean, if God isn't big enough to protect me while I'm doing what he told me to do, then, you know, I had better find another God. But I know that God has protected me all these years, 43 of them, and I'm not going to change. Only after experiencing such separation do Christians come into possession of a genuine sense of being clean or cleanliness, for they know that not sin alone, but all which belongs to the soulish is defiled and defining and must be resisted. No, it is far more than simply knowing, for any contact with what is of the soul, whether in themselves or in others, causes their intuitive spirit to feel defiled and to demand instant cleansing. Now, it's the same thing as hiding things, the word in your heart. You can't just have a notion of it. But the hiding it in your heart that you will find effectual against sin. In other words, you had to not have it in your hand, the Bible. Not just the Bible alone. You have to read it, you have to study it, or in your mouth, as I said yesterday, but in the heart. It is not meat in the dish. You can't have meat in the dish and have strength, can you? Mm-hmm. You can't have meat in the dish, but in the stomach that nourishes your body. Amen?
Amen.
Not a visage. I mean, you can't just look at meat or a menu in the glass. But you must take it in the body that purges your body. Now, quote, heart, unquote, in Scripture, though it be used for all of the faculties of the soul, yet principally it is in the Bible. And the meaning is actually your conscience and your affections. First, quote, heart, unquote, is Scripture, in Scripture, is often used for the conscience. For the heart in Scripture is often put for the conscience. Quote, if your heart condemn us, if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. God knows everything. Unquote. 1 John 3:20. That is, if your conscience condemns us justly, to be sure, our case is very sad because God knows by us more than we by ourselves and can charge us with many sins that conscience is not privy to. In other words, that we don't even know about. Okay, so let's continue with Ha.
We had to call the police at the school.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to keep calling the police at the school, and one day it may be too late if you don't get them out of there. I have my own school. As a matter of fact, I am the American Association of Non-Denominational Christian Schools. I'm the head of that organization. And if you need to be accredited, I have the power to accredit you. All right, then what?
Yes, we are Messianic Jews.
I am too. Okay, then what?
We had to leave our former church 2 months ago because we discovered the real personality of the pastor who was supposed to be our friend. He is anti-Semitic. He was at our home to talk about Trinity and other things. He noticed that our decoration was very Jewish and Judaica because of the painting of my mother. She is a professional artist and she is Jewish. He criticized it. It was too much for him. We told him that that was because we were Jewish and we liked it also. He said, but, quote, you are not Jewish anymore. You are Christian,
oh,
unquote.
Oh, well, that's you become a real spiritual Jew when you become a Christian. The Bible says that you're grafted into the Jewish olive tree. And so if you're a real Christian, then you become a spiritual Jew. And so your teacher or pastor there is satanic. He doesn't know the Scriptures. He might be a novice, because, and that's why the Lord said he suffers not a novice to teach or preach through the Apostle Paul, because he'll fall into the same condemnation of the devil, and the devil's condemnation is hell, and an eternity in the lake of fire, hell and the lake of fire. Again, weeping, wailing, grinding their teeth, and chewing on their rotten tongues. Then what? Their lying tongues. They're lying to these people. Then what?
And he said, quote, the Jews killed Jesus, unquote.
Jesus is a Jew. As a matter of fact, you have to become a Jew in order to become a Christian. You have to kneel at the foot of this world's greatest Jew, Jesus, to become a Christian. And if you don't, you're not going to be in heaven. And a lot of people think, well, then we don't really believe in heaven and hell anyway. But you will. And it was the Roman Catholic soldiers that nailed Jesus, that killed Jesus. A lot of those Jews, there were bad Jews in the Old Testament, in that group that Moses led out of Egypt. God led them out, really, by the hand of Moses. And talking about Jews, you can be becoming a Christian, you're not a Jew any longer. No, what you really are is a completed Jew, because if the word says not all Israel is Israel, so not all the Jews that didn't do what the Lord said are Israelites. You're only an Israelite when you do what the Lord says to do. You're only an Israelite, only a Jew, if you are a believer in Christ. Because all the first followers of Jesus were Jewish. Every single one of them. All the apostles, except for Luke. But he wasn't really an apostle. He went around and talk to all the Jews to get the message so he could write it in the book of Luke and also in Acts. the book of Acts, which not only Luke wrote, but he had other helpers with him, such as Paul and so on. But don't let anybody intimidate you like that. The man doesn't know the Bible. He's not spiritual. He's not saved. He's dangerous. The Bible warns you of false brethren, false Christians, because they'll out and out kill you. Another batch of false Christians are the Vaticanites. They're false Christians. And there are many other denominations that are false, and they will kill you, thinking they're doing God a favor, doing God service. Okay, what else?
I couldn't believe my ears, and neither
believe them. Then what else?
Neither could my husband. He said other things that really hurt us, especially me, because a part of my family died in Auschwitz.
Well, you should get away from that guy just as fast as possible. Anybody that would come up with this garbage that this man is saying is of the devil. Then what?
We are very disappointed with the so-called, quote, Christianity, unquote.
Well, yes, and that's one of the biggest deterrents for Jews to be saved, is because they remember how that supposed to be Christian bells were ringing in Poland and Czechoslovakia and in Germany while they were being burned to death and gassed to death in the gas chambers over there and burned in ovens. The Jews think that that's Christianity. But that isn't Christianity. True Christians love the Jews. And they realize that there's more evil people in this world that are Gentiles than that are Jews. There's hundreds of millions of evil Gentiles. And those are the ones that say that the Jews need to be punished and burned and killed for killing Jesus. They just have learned that from their ignorant pastors, preachers or teachers, and they've learned it also from their ignoramus mothers and dads. Okay, then what?
I am studying in a messianic yeshiva from Israel for 3 years.
Tell the Radioland what a yeshiva is, Sharon.
It's a religious school, a Jewish religious school.
Okay, then what?
So that I will be able to teach later. I want to teach the truth. I want to thank you so much for the French literature. We need a lot more about the Babylon doctrine.
The Babylonian doctrine, yeah. This is not Babylonian doctrine. It's mystery Babylon. There's a difference between Babylon and mystery Babylon. Babylon is like Iraq, Iran, all those different places over there. But mystery Babylon is the Vatican, the one world government, the spirit from Satan, from the great red dragon, from the beast, which is the international government, Roman Catholic canon government today. And, you know, there's almost everybody, all kinds of secular people and religious people are preaching that. Now, I'm the one that started this and uncovered all these things in the media. And now even the media is saying they're Christians and they're trying to dart around the things that I'm saying. Every time I hear the fallacy that they're saying, I pounce on it just like white on rice. Okay, then what? Not brown rice, white rice. Then what?
Do you have something about the Greek translation?
Yes, I do. I study the Greek translation. Then what?
Have you heard that the Vatican falsified also the Greek translation after the Council of Nicaea? The verse of Matthew 28:19, it has been added?
Well, no, that says that you must be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said he was the Father. Jesus also said he was the life-giving Spirit. And so Jesus doesn't ever go against the Father. He says that he and the Father are one, and he and the Holy Spirit are one. And he said that I am the resurrection and the life. So the resurrection is the Holy Spirit. And he is the Comforter, which is the Spirit. When he arose on high and took his rightful place on the right hand of power, which he is the power, Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and he doesn't have anything against the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just because in the book of Acts it talks about some of them baptizing in the name of Jesus, only is because when the Jews were being saved, they knew they were baptized in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit, but they weren't in the name of Jesus, so they were just clarifying that we're also baptizing in the name of Jesus, because Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. But Jesus instructed that was not put in there by the Vatican or anyone, that verse. The Bible states that we are to be baptized, Jesus said, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because Jesus is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You cannot separate one part of God from the other. The Son is the second part of the Godhead, but the Bible plainly states that He is the fullness. Jesus is the fullness of the entire Godhead bodily. The Old Testament says He's Emmanuel, God with us. He stated He was the Almighty God, and so believe it, and don't try to split hairs with the Scriptures. You can't take one Scripture like that, because one of the apostles baptized somebody in the name of Jesus, because they just meant that they were baptizing in the fullness of the Godhead bodily. But we do baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You got something against the Father and the Holy Spirit? You must be filled with the Holy Spirit and with the Father and with Christ, or you won't get into heaven. Okay, what else?
Isn't it strange that the apostles never baptized like Yeshua said, but only in the name of Yeshua?
Well, I would go by what Yeshua said rather than this. I mean, but you are misconstruing what the Yeshua is Christ, and I would go with Christ any day rather than Paul, because Paul wasn't supposed to be circumcising anybody, and he did circumcise Timothy. So Paul didn't deny that he made mistakes, okay? He said that he did make mistakes, but he keeps pressing towards the mark and forgetting what the things that he did bad before. He's just going on and on in the Scriptures. And we're going to finish this up on the next tape. I'm going to try to do another one right away. But my time is up at the moment, and I never close my service without giving everybody an opportunity that isn't saved to be saved, to be born again of the Spirit. You must be washed in the blood of Jesus. Again, I don't see these Vaticanites on television telling people. They just say, come and just say, well, be forgiven, and that Jesus died, but they don't talk about His blood. But there's no forgiveness of sins without Christ's blood. It must be Christ's blood bathing you in His precious blood. That's the only detergent that will take away your sins. Every former filthy sin that you've ever done, or if you don't think you've committed filthy sins, you have the Adamic sin on your soul. You must be born again of the Spirit and water. So that can happen right now if you'll just say this prayer to the Lord. Say to Him, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, and the Son of you, Father, and I believe that you raised Him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, but everyone that calls upon you shall be saved. So I'm calling on you, Lord. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord, and give Him all the glory, because He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three are living in you right now. And Sharon, tell them how they can receive a copy of this program, number 497. It's free, but please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Oh, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another powerhouse message right from the God. And, you want to keep these stepping stones going in your, get you closer and closer to heaven every day. All right, you all remember Bette Midler, don't you? Bette Midler. She sang The Wind Under My Wings, which was written by a friend of mine, Larry Henley. And now she sings a Christmas song for you. O come, Emmanuel, God with us.
That mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Come now, wisdom from on high, who orderest all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice.